Good morning, everybody. Happy new week. Hope you're doing amazing. Well, next to me, I have got my latest hot off the press published author, Amelia O'Sullivan, who actually had the pleasure of being at a Christmas party yesterday together. So we spent like 4 hours chit-chatting and even getting to know each other even more. She's based in Melbourne. And show us the book, Em.
There is
first, yes, there it is. I should be offended, staying positive through a shitload of health challenges. Yep. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on such short
That's
notice.
That's okay.
We had some, had a positive author that had to swap out, and it was wonderful because I got to hold your book. We got to like really talk about your story, and I thought it would have been a time to do an interview than to actually, you know, do it right now while everything we're talking about. I said, just say that. It's so many that you shared with me yesterday. But before we get stuck into any of this, and by the way, if you guys have questions or comments, or even if you're watching this after the live, post them. We will reply to them. We'll keep an eye out on everything that's going on. And just, I'm going to have the live open also on my phone to see, you know, if there are any interaction while we're live. But good morning to Jules and Dora. There's a few people already there.
Already.
I'll give you guys the cover while I'm doing the introduction for M, and then we'll get stuck into the conversation. So. Yep. Amelia O'Sullivan is an absolute inspiration. Has faced life challenges head on and always does so with positivity and humor. She's full of life, enthusiasm, and very passionate about providing support to people like her that have been through horrendous medical issues and diagnosis. In her short 30 years of life, she has endured more medical diagnoses than one person would experience in the entire lifetime. Including, and I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing some of these right, nephrectomy, kidney transplant, spinal fusion, neck dissections, cardiac arrest, craniotomy, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, pneumonia, sepsis, and so much more. Actually, guys, what you don't know, the original cover of her book, which you're seeing right now, that's a picture that I had picked for. We actually had all the actual conditions on the cover, and it was quite cluttered and but very overwhelming how many. So what I've just read out is only a tiny section probably of the big ones, I would say. Now, Amelia has defied all odds over and over again in this year to tell the tale. Yeah, Amelia wants to, you know, this book is about her life in the hope to inspire others and show them you can come out great on the other end of you know, what she shares in her experience in this particular book. And she's a very approachable person. She's always got a smile on her face. And, you know, I trust that she can support other people and families that have gone through this, because as you'll hear from her this morning, you know, she's got a rock solid mindset. And it's something, I don't know, we talked about it. Was it something that you worked at, or, you know, kind of natural to you? So please share. First of all, maybe let's backtrack. You know, how long did you had you been wanting to write a book? Because you had your health challenges from childhood,
pretty much. Yeah, so I would say the last 10 years I'd wanted to write a book. I've always talked about it. One day I'll write a book, one day I'll write a book, and now it's finally here.
amazing. And you and I serendipitously met at our local gym.
Yes.
Linda is watching us. We normally have it happened to coincide that I, Em would have her personal training session before me on Thursdays, and I would pop in, and we always overlap for about 10 minutes while I'm warming up. And Linda happened to say to you, you've been wanting to write a book, haven't you?
Yeah. And, I originally told Linda, and she's like, I've got the perfect person for you. And then she introduced me to you, and that was it.
Yep, you did the seminar, you had a chat with me. You were literally in your program 2 to 3 weeks after. So we had the August retreat. So I'm talking this year, you guys. I'm talking July we met. August, she came to the program, and it is now just before Christmas, which is usually the exact. So she's been the ideal student who has followed every step and has got that, because usually August authors would say there's a chance you can get your book by Christmas if you do everything
Right. And it works. And it does.
And it works. Anyway, yep. Right. So tell us a little bit about what would people get from reading this book. You know, why did you want to write?
I wanted to write this for a number of reasons, to inspire people. I wanted to be there for people, especially younger people. I mean, when you go to hospital, there tends to be a lot of older people. And when you're the only young person there, you feel out of place. So to be able to support other younger people that have been through, you know, horrendous medical issues, that would be my ultimate goal. So that was the reason why I wrote it. Also, my other reason would be that the doctors can only tell you so much in terms of side effects and what to expect. I've lived through it, and it's completely different. I mean, when you've actually lived through it compared to just saying you might experience, you know, this side effect and that side effect, that makes a huge difference. And just to have someone there just to, I don't know, relate to, I guess.
Absolutely.
That were the main reasons.
Yeah, and, you know, with people, you know, sometimes if you haven't been through some, it's same as me writing my very first book and then writing more books. You have to have lived through something in order to teach someone or to share or really relate what the emotions would be and all that kind of stuff. So
exactly.
I think having the story and the experience, and you have a vast array of experiences with different conditions that, you know, and I see, you know, speaking in front of audiences or even within hospitals, you know, where those people are, you know, and even someone, you know, as you say, the older people who are most they say in the hospitals versus, you know, really young people would be inspired by you of what you
and just that I'm living proof. I mean, when you get a really bad diagnosis and you think that the world's ended, you can come out on the other end and still be, you know, normal, whatever normal is. But
talk to me about that mindset. You know, how do you overcome the news of a really massive diagnosis?
I think it's important to process it, but I'm more of I've received a diagnosis. Tell me now what I have to do to fix it. I want to hurry up and fix it. I want to hurry up and go through my treatment. Give me all the steps so I can hurry up and move on to my life and move on to the next thing. I always refer it to the fight and flight response. So you can sit there and fight or you can leave. And every single diagnosis I've had, I've sat there and fought it. I think it's just motivation as well. I've had my moments, everyone does. But then I remind myself it's not forever. Once I get through this, I can then move on to whatever else I want to do in life. So I've never ever let any health issue or diagnosis define me, ever. I sort of live next to it. I don't live with it. Well, I do live with it, but I don't let it overtake me. It just sits next to me and I just deal with it.
Yeah, you don't let it define you, as you say. You're next to it rather than it's
exactly all, then overtaking me. Like, I don't want it to overtake me.
No, that's amazing. You know, you can either fight or flight. So tell me, have you done, like, how did you get to have this mindset? Has it always come naturally or have you studied?
It has, I mean, I'm very grateful. I've never really suffered mental health, which is surprising to me and many other people. And I think because I was diagnosed when I was a baby, so I've lived, you know, well, my first diagnosis, I should say, which is kidney disease. And I think I've lived with hospitals, medical staff my whole life. So you learn to just accept it and it becomes a part of life. So the next thing's not a big shock when you get that diagnosis. So I think I've just over years built that resilience and built that strength to just overcome whatever, you know, whatever's thrown at me, really.
Yeah. And really, this book pulls out of your mind the way you think. And
it explains all my issues, all the diagnoses I've had and how I've overcome them, what side effects I've gone through, you know, people around me at the time. It explains everything. It's not just medical stuff. It's, you know, got a bit of humour in it as well. And, I mean, life's not always serious. So I just wanted that all-rounder book where people could just relate to it. I mean, I've gotten married, I've travelled, I've done things that other people would do. So I try and just, live my life to the fullest.
Amazing. And I had the pleasure of meeting Aaron yesterday.
Yes, my husband. He's been around we've been together 13 years, so he's been essentially my rock, but we've just gone through it together and, I've supported him in things, he's supported me, and I don't think many people would hang around with what I've been through, so I'm very grateful that he has been there.
What does he say? I'm just curious. What does he say about all of it? How does he describe it himself from,
He's very quiet. He doesn't speak much, but I think deep down he's just proud that I'm a fighter. He always says that he's happy that I've fought. I've never given up. So that's what he's most proud of, that the fact that I just haven't given up. And that's what's, made him stick around, that, I mean, I want to live my life with him. I don't want to leave here. I'm not done yet on earth. So, I just fight and survive, and then we plan our next venture.
Yeah, I know. And, you've planned, you're heading out to a couple of Christmas parties again.
Yes.
This week. You just, what people will do. And next year we're traveling to Phuket through our gym's retreat, doing all of those things, yet if we, rewind the clock, what's happened in the last few years, there's been moments, where, could have been touch and go, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, the title says it all. I changed one of my doctors, and he's my doctor now, and he's really, really good, my kidney doctor. And he looked at my file before he met me, and he said, "How are you still living? Like, if I read this and didn't meet you," he goes, "I didn't expect you to be so well, and the way, you're presenting yourself and living." So that just proves as well that, you can, it's all about your mindset, and it's all about how you deal with it. Like I said, you do have your moments, and you're allowed to have your moments, mm-hmm. but don't stay in that moment. I'm always one that's motivated by looking forward to something. So like you said, holidays booked next year or something that's coming up, I want to be there. I want to be involved. So leading up to that, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I get there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's such a great strategy for everybody, to always have something to look forward to, the next goal to hit, mm-hmm. or a next project to have underway. I mean, now your next project after writing this book, I know you want to speak in front of audiences.
Yes.
If anyone does know, watching this interview, listening at any time, contact Em if you've got even the small groups, with people who might be going through some serious issues. I'm sure she would inspire and shed
absolutely
some wisdom to them, because that's kind of your next goal. You really want to inspire people in front of them and share your experience and make their journey a lot easier, so that they have things to look forward to.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, amazing, yep. Amazing. So, who do you think is the ideal person to pick up this book and read it? Is it people who have just been diagnosed, or families, or is it both? Like, who do you
think? I think it's both, because I mean, I've got, ideally it's people that have gone through the issues, but I also mention about my family, my parents, my brother, my husband, how they felt in certain situations. I mean, there's a part where when I got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, it was the same thing. The doctors were there, they told me what I'd been diagnosed with, and my first response was, okay, so what's the treatment? And then I had my parents and everyone crying and, going hysterical, and I became the rock for them. And I said, no, relax, it's okay. I said, I'm going to be fine. And, it explains all those emotions as well. So ideally, I think anyone can relate to this. When I was diagnosed with the lymphoma, my husband and I just put a deposit on a piece of land, because I was working, and then obviously I couldn't work, and we still managed to keep the land, we still managed to build our house. And to me, that's just a general, anyone can relate to that. I mean, it's hard enough just, purchasing a property and building a house without anything to throw a cancer diagnosis in there. But we got through it, and we got it, and, you know, that's mentioned in the book as well. So yeah, ideally yeah. anyone that's gone through a specific issue that I have gone through, or a family member, you know, a donor, like an organ donor. Yes. So I explained, so my dad gave me my kidney. So, you know, it explains a bit about him in there. And so, yeah, it's a, I think it's an all-rounded, I tried to make it where everyone could somehow relate to a little bit of it at some point in the book.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. We've got a couple of comments. Dora saying that's amazing. What a wonderful look on life. And Linda said she'll watch this a little bit later. She's going to watch it. Yeah. You know, it's really, I do believe, like, you know, if you feel you're having a hard, even if you feel like you're having a hard time in life, I think reading a book like this could really change your perspective. Yep. And, you know, often make you look at things differently, because we often mm-hmm. can feel like, you know, everyone goes to that little pit of misery, right?
That's right. And I've been there too. I have.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. Because I'm getting goosebumps. What a wonderful gift from your dad, from Dora. Yes, I didn't realise. I hadn't known, because I knew Linda got her kidney from her
yes,
mum.
Yes, from her mum, yeah. Yeah, so I got one from dad.
Yeah, so I think just that, just reading a book like this would would make someone else feel like, you know, that sense of gratitude that things cannot be that bad, that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I love that perspective of taking action. Actually, yesterday on a plane, I was reading a book and I took a screenshot of one section. And it talks about that. Let me share it, actually, what it said, and maybe we can discuss it a little bit here. But it said, everything in the universe is energy, and energy is always moving. It is transforming from one form to another. Action transforms our ideas into realities. No movement means no life. And this is like kind of how you've just taken that next action, you know. Movement is mm-hmm. life. A moment demonstrate a lack of action, our dreams fade and die. Exactly so. If we act full steam ahead, our dreams will eventually turn into reality, which is a book written by one of my very first mentors, Joe Parnay. And I downloaded the Kindle. I was listening to the plane. But that's exactly what I'm hearing you say, is that, you know, you just kept going, well, what's my action step? What's the next thing I got to do? You know, and you've just kept moving. I mean, you work full time. This is your office, right?
Yeah, this is my office. And, so not only was I working full time, I was writing the book. I was going to the gym 3 times a week. I, you know, dealing with the household, my husband. So, you know, I do a lot, but I tend to take on a lot. But I think it's that sense of control as well. Like, if I take control of the situation, then I feel, it's a bit hard to explain, but I feel like that I can make the decisions. Like that, you know, health diagnosis is not going to make the decision for me. So obviously within reason, but I think it's that sense of control, having as much control as possible.
Yeah, and also feeling like you have a choice. I can either do
this, and the choice as well. Yep.
I love that. And so like you say, you get a lot of stuff done in amongst all of this, and as you say, it sits behind you, but you keep moving forward and those next steps. So talk to me a little bit. Let's move on to the strategy of writing a book. I mean, as I said, you were an Isadiel student that went through the program, you know, so smoothly and on time alongside a full-time job. I know you had a couple of stints in hospital as
well.
Yes,
with infections.
So what is the message to people who want to write a book? Like, because obviously you could have had every excuse. Oh, I went into hospital, I had an infection, I wasn't feeling good. Oh, I have a full-time job. Oh, there's so much going on, you know. What is it that, like, really kept that rocket up your bum to get it finished? That you felt like, you know, worked really well for you?
Yeah, so a couple of things. So, one, having a great mentor like yourself, you have – the program works. I mean, it's just about focusing on the one thing, and that's what I liked about it. Like, when we went to retreat, it was all about – you educated us with everything, you know, the whole package, but at retreat it was about writing. Get down and write. Like, that's all I focused on. And then after retreat, I finished writing. And then once I had the manuscript, the next stage was the editing. So all I focused on was the editing part. I think it's a matter of just, yeah, being organized and having just that one step at a time, not overwhelming yourself with everything. That's what helped me. And this, yeah.
I was just going to add, sorry.
No, that's okay.
We spoke yesterday, like, you know, oh, you know, we're going to send people to buy your book. By the way, guys, we're going to share a PayPal link that is a temporary hold for pre-purchases because the book is still on its special pre-purchase price. And do get a copy of it. When I think Lindy's going to pop it under in the comments in a moment. But even so, you said, that's the next step. Now that I've finished my book, I've got the proof copy, I need to then now get now the website for Nick sorted out.
Exactly.
Because really, and what a wonderful, again, mindset and strategy right then and there. Because focus on the one thing, and that's what we always say. And retreat, it's all about content. Content, content, content. Write the book. Cannot do anything until we have this book in hand. You couldn't be a speaking stuff if you don't have the book, because if you do get opportunities, what are you going to sell it? You know, like, well, how are you going to get the opportunities, right?
Yeah.
In order to do be speaking and all that stuff. And Linda, if you watch this later, I think we need to have him do a little 1 hour thing and
the
the ladies, because a few of them met you at the Christmas party probably for the very first time yesterday.
Yes.
And wish you a little bit of your story casually. I was there and you inspired them in those 5 minutes you spoke to them. So, you know, you need this practice, and today is part of your, let's get you practicing, you know, sharing what you've got. And because that's where you want to, that's your vision now. That's that next thing. Now we've got the next thing is, how do we get you in front of people and more and inspiring more people? So I love that. And focus on one thing. That would be
Just focus on the one. Whatever, you know, you guys, you, Viv, Julie, whoever tells you what to do at that point in time, just focus on that and just get that part done. Don't worry about anything else. And then it all falls into place. And then the second thing that motivated me was I told everyone I was writing a book and, you know, people were starting to buy it. And I thought, oh, this is actually real now. And I didn't want to let anyone down. I didn't want to disappoint anyone. So I knew I had a deadline and I was going to make it.
Absolutely. And that's part of, you know, the way we've worked out that our authors do stay compliant to the process and follow through is we have you guys pre-launch the book during the 3 days of the retreat, and you start getting some return on investment even, you know, through those. But it's kind of like more of a commitment to other people who've given you money and you don't want to let them down, right?
Well, that's right.
And And so how was it like so you know, I mean, I guess, you know, we've already discussed this, but, yeah, picking up that one of my authors says, we lay down the next breadcrumb and you pick that up, and then we lay down the next breadcrumb and you do that. You know, any other thoughts on the process? Or
it's like a puzzle, like, you know, you've got to pull all these pieces and you just grab the piece and you do that piece and you put it in place and that's done, and you grab the next piece and you put and then at the end you've got a completed puzzle. That's how I would see it.
And right now, having your first proof copy, which we saw there in your hands before, you need to check the next piece of the puzzle is you need to check that properly in hand,
read
it out loud, catch any final things that may have been missed on the computer screen so that you can, like, fix it, and then, you know, the bulk print can be, you know, the, you know, print run can go out and we can start delivering all of it.
Yes.
Wonderful. So let's talk about where people can buy your book currently, because currently it is still at its special pre-release price, $10 cheaper than it has come out. So there is a special payment link that we have temporarily set up while M's website is in under construction, as they'd like to say. And it'll get you to an area like this where you can see her cover. And you can see it's $19.95 Australian plus $5 shipping. So Lindy, in a moment, who's got that link, will post it in the comment section of this interview. Soon, guys, probably in a few weeks' time, the book will also be internationally released and distributed across you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all that sort of stuff, and the final touches. And if you're listening to this interview at another stage through a podcast, through a YouTube, whatever it is, go and just look it up. Put in the name of the book and Emilia Sullivan, and you'll probably find the ability to be able to buy it. Do you know what?
Well, I've made all the Facebook posts public as well. So on my Facebook, there's there as well.
So if you look up Emilia Sullivan, she's probably also got the link there on her on her homepage. I was going to say, Em, what will be the website name? Do you have the URL already purchased?
Yeah, it's just www.ameliaosullivan.com.
There you go. Yep. So when it is up and live after the, you know, a couple of weeks' time, like, you know, post this interview, if someone's watching this, you'll probably be able to. And if you get it from Em's website, she will be able to sign it for you and get it sent out to you. So that's wonderful. Any final what gold nugget? Do you have a favorite quote that you like, or
I do. Well, I made up a quote. It's on my book, so I'll read it out.
Oh, just share.
Sorry, I made this up, and I don't even know how or when, or I just had it in my phone. And so it's being positive doesn't mean that everything is written. It's the ability to.
Can you stop for a second? I don't know if you're covering your computer
hang on.
With your book, but the voice is dry.
That's okay.
Better.
Can you hear me now? So being positive doesn't mean that everything is good. It's the ability to see the good in everything. So basically, you know, people think, oh, being positive, you're good. No, it's not always good. It's taking that situation or that anything and seeing, okay, what good am I going to get out of that situation?
Finding the gold nugget within something, like, you know, like when the pandemic happened, you know, it wasn't good.
Yeah. No, that wasn't good.
And
so it's about finding the good.
Yeah. And it's like, well, what did this teach me as well?
Lessons as well. Yeah.
What
absolutely.
Is it that I learned? How did it make me stronger? How can I do things differently? Next time and all that kind of stuff. So that's a beautiful quote. That is, like, you know,
we've got
silver lining in all of this. And I'm sure as you become you're going to speak more in front of audiences, you'll catch yourself coming up with all sorts of quotes.
Other stuff.
It just comes out of you as you're kind of talking to people.
Yeah.
And this is how quotes come about, right? Someone started saying it and kind of became a thing. But they're all so true. Like, you know, often.
Well, I've got another one. The other one I've got is life is like a roller coaster, but you always come back smiling. So when you're on the roller coaster, you know, you might be scared, you might be screaming, and, you know, it's a scary ride. But then when you come back and you get off that roller coaster, you're always smiling at the end of it.
That is absolutely true. Yep. When I decided to go on the Joker ride with my son at the World, how terrified I was walking across, even just being in line and sitting down, as you said. But yeah, you come back, you're always. I love that one. Actually, you gotta remember it tough times, because it's not the best in us is not needed when things are all amazing, right?
Exactly.
The best in
us
come out, and we need to remember these quotes when shit hits the fan, which I
exactly. And this is what I refer to, and, you know, it gets me through.
Amazing, beautiful. Well, guys, if you want more of these insights and awesome quotes or sayings, or, you know, just delve deeper into Em's brain, and that she naturally has developed this amazing attitude and mindset around life and what he has kept throwing at her, you know, hopefully from here on in, smooth sailing and
that's it.
You know, get that book. Get it for somebody. Everyone knows somebody who is going through or gets diagnosed with something. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's got family, friends that might need that inspiration, that, you know, if she can do it, I can do it too. And here's some tools that, you know, might make the journey a lot easier. Thank you so much, Gorgeous, for
That's
stepping
okay.
into this interview. Also, I have very short notice. You know, that's the attitude, right? You say yes, then you work out the how, and we got organized, like, literally at 6 p.m. last night, you know, for you to
I mean, that's typical Amelia fashion. Everything's last minute. Everything's very quick, but you get it done.
Get it done. That's my, you know, done is better than perfect, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I always, doesn't matter if you don't have the most beautiful background or you know, the audio was a little bit funky at one moment. It's just like, we got it done. People got value from it, and they'll get value ongoing from it. So congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
Can't wait to be at your book launch.
Yes.
I know you're going to have it really here. We've talked about a list of things that are going to have to are going to happen now. But most importantly, enjoy this festive season with your family and people
who got
the first order. And for everyone else, go to the link, go grab a copy of Em's book, still a pre-release, and all look up her website if you're watching this later on in a recording. All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
I like you. Always smash it out.